Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am profoundly, deeply, and gratefully accepting of your presence here on this 25th day of April 2021. I really am grateful you're here. We're going to talk about a subject that I think is the most important subject in human history. You know, it's the one that is crucial for so many aspects of our life, the way we live our life. And it's something that most people avoid. Most people just don't really want to do. It is one of the reasons why there has been wars and rumors of wars and why we have so many great difficulties in this world. It is forgiveness. I cannot emphasize forgiveness enough to any of us. And it is something that there hardly are any words to describe the significance of this great experience called forgiveness, but I can talk about it with you. I have spent years and years and years of my career talking about forgiveness over and over and over again. And to what avail, I do not know. I really don't. I've never had anybody rush up to me and say, "Greg, I have understood what it means to forgive." Never in my career. And I've seen a lot of people talk about the idea of how important it was for them to be a victim, or important for them to feel as though somebody had done them wrong and they needed to be vengeful about it. I've had a lot of that. But never in my career, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Wrote a book about it. I did a TV series on it, "We Know Not What We Do," trying to help the public understand the meaning of what true forgiveness is. Nobody cares. Politically, socially, people just go, "Forgiveness. I'll forgive when I get what I want," or the vengeance thing. I looked up the word forgiveness. Stop feeling angry or resentful towards someone for an offense. That's how it is described. Stop feeling resentful for their flaws or their mistakes. Usually, stop feeling angry or resentful towards someone as an offense. Cancel the debt of a person in this whole world of canceling people out. Forgive. We really have a hard time with the word forgive. You're not going to just stop feeling angry. You're not going to just stop the resentment. I'll tell you what it's all about as we go along here. But ladies and gentlemen, I cannot tell you how important forgiveness is, how essential, what a life changer it is, how it allows our karma to change. You wouldn't believe me. You don't understand. Taking life in the literal lane of living and just believing in the literal aspects of life as forgiveness, it just doesn't make any sense to most people. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. If you want to know more about the premise of forgiveness, I would steer you to the TV programs, "We Know Not What We Do." They're very precise. There's 8 programs there. If you're a sponsor, you can download the discourses that were specially made for this years ago. Nothing has changed over the years of spiritual work. Love is love. It doesn't matter what year it was. But I think you'll find tremendous help in it if you're sincere. Okay, first question, and I get a slew of these, and they're usually spurred on by the idea that I always say at the end of every answer to questions that I'm honored enough to have from you. Please forgive me. That people just constantly, why do you say that? It sounds so demeaning. You didn't do anything wrong, blah, 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 blah. They just, human beings just don't get it. Kay from LA, she always emails me, and I want to thank her. I just can't forgive, she said. I hear you do it every day. It seems so demeaning to me. Why? Why can't I forgive, and why does it sound demeaning, Kay? Then she goes into her email a slew of reasons why it's important for her not to forgive because of the terrible things that go on in this world. So she you know, and one thing says, why forgive? I probably should, but with all the terrible things, I can't. That's the premise of the average person. The pedestrian mentality thinks in those terms, like, I know I should, but I can't, kind of thing. First of all, to truly forgive, you have to have a third-person point of view. You have to be able to see yourself in the midst of whatever is going on that would be the circumstance for the state of forgiveness. You have to give up your state, your premise, your position, your whatever. You have to give it up. You have to see it for what it is. You have to come then to a place where you understand what this life is all about. If you don't understand the meaning of your own existence, your own life, if you don't get it, if you think in terms of there's me and them, you'll miss. If you want to truly understand forgiveness, you have to see the bigger picture. Why are you and I here on this earth? What are we doing here? What is the substance of your life? Not the assumed substance, not the philosophical one, not the religious one, not the political one. Why are you here? I am here, you are here as a result of many different forms of personal hatred. That's why we're here. You look at this world, look at the violence of it. Look at the mischief of it. Look at the malice of it. You got to ask yourself, what is it about me that brought me into this world? Now, if you can't answer that question, and that seems a little too woo-woo for you, then you're never going to forgive. Kay, you'll never understand forgiveness. It will never congeal into something that awakens you. You'll just sit there day after day after day taking offense to everything you see. You have to be generous to forgive, really generous on the inside. Over and over, as Jesus said, when the disciples said to him, how many times must we forgive? And he said, 70 times 70. It's a metaphor. It's not to be taken literally. In other words, endless forgiveness. And it isn't really, forgiveness is really not something you deign on a person from your high standard of living or your moral premise or whatever. Forgiveness is a lifestyle, not an event. And Kay, the reason you have difficulty with forgiveness is because I would bet your lifestyle is nothing but hate and fear. It is the substance of what you live for. And your whole life has been to try to deflect what you hate and what you fear with gratifications, all sorts of them, pride, vanity, money, things that you think would make you a special person or relieve you of whatever somebody else has done or whatever is going on in the world. You want to be immune to it. And we use all sorts of techniques to be immune to those things. But the truth of the matter is we're never immune from them. We're only incarcerating ourselves to the karma of them over and over and over again. Forgiveness is not a declaration. It comes out of understanding, profound understanding, compassion, the lifestyle of living to serve humankind, to help people, to understand their difficulties, their struggles, and to not say to yourself, well, that's not my problem. Forgiveness begins in the littlest things when you love someone very deeply. You really, truly love them, and you realize they know not what they do. Replacing the idea that a person is bad or evil or whatever, morally wrong, whatever, because they did what they did. You have to understand the ignorance that is involved. And this has to do with our DNA of staying alive, trying to stay alive at all costs to everything, even the things that are most important, like love and forgiveness, just to stay alive and to point our finger at someone else and say, you did this. It's horrible what we do. The lifestyle of forgiveness is to be generous. It is to see none of us in this world know what we're doing. You know, we like to think we do, but we don't. We're looking for reactions. We're looking for something to happen in the world to react to us and give us good things. That's all we want. Forgiveness is to participate not in the polite expressions of, let's say, excusing someone. It isn't about that. It is about understanding whoever is before me, whoever has done whatever they've done, is within me. And I have to be focused on that withinness. What is going on within me? Why can I not forgive you? It's my problem, not their problem. What they've done doesn't matter. What does matter is what has been done within me and how I'm living in that. So you have to really see the bigger picture here, something that most people don't. And when someone comes to you and needs forgiveness, Kay, to give it to them quickly, to actually bring about insight into them by the touch of a tenderness that is far beyond their conception of their own reality. I can't forgive, why, you say. Because you won't. It's not that you can't. You went to the wrong place. You went to the K. You didn't go to your heart, your authentic heart. Not your human heart, your authentic heart. You just didn't go there. And because you didn't go there, you couldn't see any reason. If you need a reason to forgive, you can't forgive. It isn't forgiveness. Forgiveness, authentic forgiveness, has absolutely no reason. You don't do it because it's the right thing to do. In fact, if the words, I forgive you, leave my lips, I've blown it. They should never leave your lips. You should be in the constant flow of forgiveness. And it never needs to be said. It just needs to be realized. I hope that helps you a little bit, Kay. This, one of the reasons we're all here on this planet is because of our lack of forgiveness. So I hope you will forgive me for this very clumsy explanation. Namaste. The next one. This is, from Jean. She does not tell me where she lives. What makeup is the right trait or the right attitude to have towards bad people in order to forgive them, she says. There are no bad people. There are people who are very ignorant, who simply just do not have the inner means to awaken spiritually. It doesn't make them bad. They do terrible things. I agree with you. Horrendous things. Start wars, lie, cheat, steal, assume higher moral ground than other people, yada, yada, yada. We've seen all these people in the course of politics for many, many years. So I understand exactly what you're saying. And I just don't go there. So what is the makeup of forgiveness? Humility. Jesus said it in the beginning of the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. That kingdom is the ability to forgive, to love, to share, to awaken to consciousness and live in consciousness, not in the frivolousness of moral duty, but in consciousness, to flow in the state of it to such a degree that you leave your human side, your genetic side, your DNA side, you leave it aside. It no longer means anything to you. You must have a higher calling. If I don't have a higher calling, then my own egotistical survival, both socially and biologically and personally, if I don't have that, I am never going to awaken. Never. It's very hard for people to understand that. Living in forgiveness means that whatever a person does, whatever the living promotes, you flow with it. You don't fight it. You don't resent it. You flow with it. Oh, this has happened. Oh, that has happened. Why? Why me? Doesn't matter why me. You're asking the wrong question. The question is, what is it about me that can forgive, that can give, that can be generous, that can be kind? Where is that within me? Why is it my ego has taken over to such a degree that I can't forgive? There are people, many people in this world, who live in accordance with their desire, their ambition, their pride, their vanity. They live in the gel, as I like to call it, of their human instincts, and they want to be considered special or unique. They want to be free from problems, not have problems in this world. Everybody wants that, but yet it is not achievable. It isn't. The Buddha had problems. Lao Tzu had problems. Jesus had problems. Everybody has problems in this world. This is a world of great difficulty. It isn't meant to be spent sequestered in the kind of desire and gratification that we want, the gossamer gratifications that we want, to enshrine our ego. That's not what this is about. And if you think it is or think it should be, you're missing the point. And you won't be able to forgive. And the makeup of forgiveness will be very difficult, because you will be thinking, well, it's like going to the market. This is what I want. This is what I don't want. Everything has to be put together as a one. This is a difficult world. We are difficult people. And we miss what is important because we're so difficult trying to find what it is we want. We're confused in our minds because we want to be more important than what we really are in this world. We live that. We want that. That's our whole shtick. We miss it. Gene, it's not about getting what you want. The makeup of it, you have to see people for what they are, what they're struggling with. Sometimes you can help them and sometimes you can't. But the idea is never to harm them or to create vengeance about them. And to rationalize my evil for the vengeance that I want to promote on someone is a terrible, terrible thing to do. That's what people do. I hope that helps you. Please forgive me. Namaste. The last question comes from John. He does not tell me where he lives. Do we have to forgive everyone, even those who have hurt us deliberately? And those, he said, who are wrong. This question is, John, it bespeaks of your difficulty. There is no way I could ever answer this question in a way that would help you, because even with this question that you have given, you are setting yourself apart from those who you think are wrong or bad or evil, whatever you think they are. You can't do that. You just can't do that. Do I have to forgive? You know, that attitude, that it's just a terrible attitude to have. And that's the one that actually most people do have. I don't want to forgive, but I have to. But that isn't forgiveness at all. And that means that in my reluctance to forgive, I am becoming even worse than the person who needs the forgiving. I'm not even competent enough to do that. We're very clever and smart people, you know. We say and do a lot of things that cover up our unforgiveness. I will have people who come to me in the sense of students and such, and you would think that they're very kind people, but they're really not. That you would think that they would know better. They really don't. They always have ulterior motives, and they're always looking for what I call the perfect life. They don't understand their life has been carved out of their unforgiveness, and it is very sad. It has been dealt with and carved out of unforgiveness. So everything they've done, even the good things they think they've done, are not really going to penetrate very far because they haven't forgiven not only others, but themselves. And because I know not what I do, and I continue to know not what I do, I make a very difficult life for myself over and over and over again, thinking that I know better than others or that I know what's right. Who's to say what is right? Really? Who is to say? None of us. So you have a choice. You can allow another person's indiscretions or their mistakes be your mistake by resenting them and joining with them, uniting with them in their cause for deep sorrow and pain. And that's what most people do. And they never think twice about it. They just miss everything that is significant. And you can do that. That's what most of us do. Or you can live in the depth of a compassion, a caring, a kindness that exceeds anything you've ever known before. To live in the ultimate, where there are no conditions to the conditional, where there are no conditions to the unconditional. There just is love. It's all about love. Not the love you want, not the love you believe in. It supersedes the psychology of us. It supersedes the emotionality of us. It supersedes everything that we think of as ourselves. So we have a great deal of difficulty with forgiveness, constant difficulty. You don't have to forgive, John. All you have to do is forgive. Oh, I hope that helps you. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste. I hope this helped. I really do. I could go on for hours. Go take a look at We Know Not What We Do in the Aspire series on the website at aspire.org. It will help you. Trust me, it really will. And it's why we made those programs, because we know so little about it. And the sad part is we care so little. I'm out of here. I'll be back on the air next week. Have a wonderful weekend. Namaste.